This program is brought to you by W. W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Hoag, author of In June the Labyrinth, Instead It Is Dark, and Contain, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Monifa Love reading Abraham Lincoln Turns to Listen to the Lower Ninth. Unsteady aquanauts, we leave behind the capsules of our mother's bodies. This is who we are, moving along the tributaries that take us away and back home to the delta and the sea. Pushing along Aguada, wide, wide water we live, Bayagula, Mugalacha, Chitimacha, Umas, Tangapahahu, Okalapisa, Quinapisa, Acapisa, among the pines and cypress, before Pontchartrain, manacles, and the deep cuts into what we know. Pushing through the water inside the body of Jesus the Lord, the Wanderer, we huddle indecently, resisting the foul compression that would shame us into that which we are not, and turn our salty blood into molasses, rum, cooking oil, turn our bodies into leather goods and amusement that would make us forget we are water, inevitably returning to the river and the sky, always returning, baked by the sun to rising and falling as rain. Pushing along the Mississippi, Abraham Lincoln turns to see his life and ours revolving at slow speed, shuffling into the Grand Saint-Louis Hotel, anywhere, everywhere in New Orleans. He watches our picked, baled, and branded lives. Hushed by the din of trading, he watches our lips to see what we are saying. They were yelling. I thought I heard yelling, he whispers as he watches. Then, no, of course not. Pushing against the water, so many of us must leave the capsules of our mother's bodies, parched, bloated, unburied. Spinning synchronous with the swirling, circling helicopters, we turn to gain our bearings. Our eyes fill with the funeral water that cannot be left behind. It is in our blood. It is our blood. It is in our tears. It is our tears. It is who we are, now and then, stumbling and blinded from all we have seen, straining along the roadways that lead away from the shelter of the delta and the sea, falling, 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 rain, falling, into his blinking eyes. About this poem. In 1828, a young Lincoln was hired to take cargo to New Orleans on a flatboat. The shipment was purportedly a food product used as slave feed. On his long journey, he traveled major waterways and saw enslaved people laboring. In New Orleans, he witnessed the notorious slave market and the monstrous injustice of slavery close up. How full his eyes must have been. Fast forward 177 years to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and similar sites of atrocity. The poem seeks to reflect on how American history is contorted and explore the relationship between Africans in America and water.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.